Sweet Danger by Marjorie Allingham. Read by Francis Matthews. Chapter 1. In Confidence. A small window in the sunlit yellow side of the Hotel Beauregard Monton opened slowly, and through it a hand appeared, which, after depositing a compact brown suitcase upon the sill, speedily vanished. Guffey Randall, who was allowing his car to roll in a leisurely fashion down the gentle slope to the sharp right-angle turn which would bring him to the front of the hotel and lunch, pulled up and observed the now closed window and the bag with that air of polite yet careless interest which was his chief characteristic. It seemed such a foolish thing to do, this leaving of a small brown portmanteau upon the sill of a shut first-floor window. Mr. Randall was stolid, Nordic, and logical. He also had the heaven-sent gift of curiosity, and thus it was that he was still gazing idly at the hotel wall when the sequel of the first incident occurred. A glazed, ground-floor window was opened cautiously, and a small man in a brown suit began to climb out. It was a very small window, and the unconventional departer seemed more anxious to watch what he was leaving than to see where he was going, so that he came out feet first, his knees resting upon the sill. He moved with remarkable agility, and as Mr. Randall watched, he saw to his astonishment a hand replace an unmistakable revolver in a strained hip pocket. The next moment the newcomer had closed the window, hoisted himself carefully to his feet, and, stepping on a pipe bracket, pulled himself far enough up to retrieve the bag. Then he dropped silently onto the dusty path, and set off down the road at a sprint. The young man caught a glimpse of a small, pink, rat-like face and scared, red-rimmed eyes.